things. His love endures forever. Sing praise. Sing praise. With a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, his love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever. Forever. From the rising to the setting sun, his love endures forever. By the grace of God we will carry on. His love endures forever. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever.
Sing forever God is faithful.
Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever.
Thank you for gathering us with that beautiful music. Appreciate that. And greetings and welcome to everyone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship at Abiding Love. Turn to somebody next to you and tell them you are right where you are supposed to be. Say that not only for the benefit of the congregation, but for our confirmands too, who are here this day to make their affirmation of baptism. We had a celebration of our graduates at our first service, so today is a celebration among celebrations, and we're delighted. If you're visiting with us today, we're grateful and glad to have you here. There are some little books that'll make their way up and down our rows. If you can give us a little contact information on you so we can continue to greet you in the week to come. We're blessed to have families and friends of our confirmands here celebrating with us today as well, all in this great gathering, where we get to hear the word of God, where we get to celebrate at God's table, where we get to sing and pray and praise the one who gives us life. We are continuing in our Eastertide focus on the power of names and naming, the onoma, the true vital name, the character and essence of what is named. And we have more to explore there. It's amazing how much of this is throughout Scripture, the power of names and naming. And so we begin our time together today. If we stand as we are able for a litany on naming. Creating God, you call us by name and call us your own. You give to us the gift of your name. Almighty God, God of heaven and earth, source and ground of all being, God of justice, God of compassion. You give us the gift of your Son, in whose name we find presence and unity with you. Wonderful Counselor, Lord of life, everlasting Prince of Peace, in the name that is above all names, you reveal your divine nature and essence. In the resurrection of your Christ, we receive the gift of new life. From your hand, we receive all that is needed for life to flourish. Grant now that we who gather in worship and praise may live into the name by which you call us. Children of God, disciples, apostles, body of Christ in the world you love. Amen.
Men of faith, rise up and sing of the great and glorious King. You are strong when you feel weak, in your brokenness complete. Shout to the north and the south, sing to the east and the west. Jesus is Savior to all, Lord of heaven and earth. Rise up, women of the truth, stand and sing to broken hearts. Who can know the healing power of our awesome King of love? We've been through fire, we've been through rain, we've been refined by the power of His name. We've fallen deeper in love with You. You burn the truth on our lips. Rise up, church, with broken wings. Fill the space with songs again of our God who reigns on high. By His grace again we'll fly. Shout to the north and the south, sing to the east and the west. Jesus is Savior to all, Lord of heaven and earth. Shout to the north and the south, sing to the east and the west. Jesus is Savior to all, Lord of heaven and earth.
Y'all could go ahead and have a seat.
God, beyond all praising, we worship You today and sing the love amazing that songs cannot repay. For we can only wonder at every gift You send, at blessings without number and mercies without end. We lift our hearts before You and wait upon Your word. We honor and adore You, our great and mighty Lord. Hear, O gracious Savior, accept the love we bring, that we who know Your favor may serve You as our King. And whether our tomorrows be filled with good or ill, we'll triumph through our sorrows and rise to bless You still. To marvel at Your beauty and glory in Your ways, and make a joyful duty a sacrifice of praise.
The grace of Jesus Christ, our Savior, the reconciling love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also also with you.
Let us pray. God of all, by the power of your Spirit, you are naming us. In calling us to share life and ministry in you, you are calling forth the fullest expression of ourselves, of our identity rooted in you. Shape us according to your goodness and grace. Amen.
At this time, we invite our confirmands to stand.
I present the following students who on this day desire to make public affirmation of their baptism. Emma Lee Bailey. William Parker Bryant. Carson Ryan Renfro. Cole Davis Renfro. And Mary Elizabeth Love Santos. Let us pray. Merciful God, we thank you for our sisters and our brothers, whom you have made your own by water and the word in baptism. You have called them to yourself, enlightened them with the gifts of your Spirit, nourished them in the community of faith. Uphold your servants in the gifts and promises of baptism, and unite the hearts of all whom you have brought to new birth. We ask this in the name of Christ. Amen.
Amen. In the presence of God and your faith family gathered here, I ask you to profess your faith in Jesus Christ, to reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce evil and all the forces that defy God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God? Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Confirmands, you have made public profession of your faith. Do you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism? This day you receive and proclaim these same things that were said over you, prayed over you by your sponsors and families and faith communities at the time of that baptism. To live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following in the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth.
I do, and I ask God to help and guide me.
I do, and I ask God to help and guide me.
I do, and I ask God to help and guide me.
I do, and I ask God to help and guide me.
I do, and I ask God to help and guide me.
People of God, do you promise to support these sisters and brothers and pray for them in their life in Christ? If so, say, we do, and we ask God to help and guide us. We do, and we ask God to help and guide us. I invite you to be seated. At this time, we will bless each of our confirmands. And at the time that we do, we invite family to come and gather around them. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit, you give us new birth, cleanse us from sin, and raise us to eternal life. Emma Lee Bailey. Place hands on her. Mm-hmm. Gracious God, stir up in Emma the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and reverence for the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence both now and forever. Amen. You may be seated, Emma. William Parker Bryant. Gracious God, yes, come. Gracious God, stir up in Parker the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. Carson Ryan Renfro. Come right in and gather around him. Loving God, stir up in Carson the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and reverence for the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. Amen. We invite you to stay right here as we invite up Cole Davis Renfro. Loving God, stir up in Cole the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and reverence for the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. Amen. Mary Elizabeth Love Santos. Gracious God, stir up in Mary the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and reverence for the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. We take this opportunity this day to honor the journey of faith on which you've embarked, and the ways in which you have pursued that. And our prayer for you is that you understand this as a threshold and certainly a time of celebration, but also a time of new beginnings, that there are opportunities that are afforded you now. As we talked earlier, the church recognizes you when maybe the rest of the world doesn't necessarily, as full adult participating members. Yes, Carson, you could be president of the congregation. But in all seriousness, our prayer for you is that in the joy of this, you find the motivation and the inspiration to continue in a lifelong path of learning, growing deeper in the Spirit, growing deeper in your faith.
I have watched all of you grow tremendously this year and embrace continually this marvelous calling on your lives as children of God. And my prayers are for you that this is not an ending but a beginning for all the marvelous things that God has in store for you. I want to thank you for letting me have a part and letting all of us have a part in your faith journey. And I pray that our journey together continues and we have more adventures together. Let us rejoice with these sisters and brothers in Christ.
We rejoice with you in the life of baptism. Together we will give thanks and praise to God and proclaim the good news to all the world. Peace and blessings.
Took his two wives, his two maids, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and likewise everything that he had. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he struck him on the hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint, and he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" And he answered, "Jacob." Then the man said, "You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with humans and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "What is it that you ask? Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life is preserved." The sun rose upon him as he passed Peniel, limping because of his hip. And the word was with God. Psalm 113 will be read responsively. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised.
The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above heaven.
Who is like the Lord our God, who is seated on high?
Who looks far down on the heavens and earth and the earth.
He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap.
To make them sit with princes.
He gives the barren woman a home, making her the joyous mother of children. Praise the Lord. A reading from Acts. For several days Saul was with the disciples in Damascus, and immediately he began to proclaim Jesus in the synagogues, saying, "He is the Son of God." All who heard him were amazed and said, "Is not this the man who made havoc in Jerusalem among those who invoked his name? And has he not come here for the purpose of bringing them bound before the chief priests?" Saul became increasingly more powerful and confounded the Jews who lived in Damascus by proving that Jesus was the Messiah. After some time had passed, the Jews plotted to kill him, but their plot became known to Saul. They were watching the gates day and night so that they might kill him, but his disciples took him by night and let him down through an opening in the wall, lowering him in a basket. When he had come to Jerusalem, he attempted to join the disciples, and they were all afraid of him, for they did not believe that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him, brought him to the apostles, and described for them how on the road he had seen the Lord, who had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had spoken boldly in the name of Jesus. So he went in and out among them in Jerusalem, speaking boldly in the name of the Lord. And the word was with God.
And the word was God.
Please stand as you're able for the gospel.
Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord. blessed Redeemer, living Word.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 16th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah, one of the prophets." Jesus said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I invite you to be seated. I invite our youngins up. Come on up. We're talking about names today.
How do you spell Jesus? How do you spell Jesus? How do you spell Jesus? L-O-V-E.
Good for you. Come on up.
How do you say Jesus? How do you say Jesus? How do you say Jesus? L-O-V-E.
Awesome. Thanks for coming up. I got to tell you, there's a friend of mine who now feels she's too old to come down for times like this. But she's sitting up yonder. And she's somebody I've known since she was 3. And for the first 5 years that we knew one another, she didn't say a single word to me. So I gave her the name Silence. And over time, she began to open up a little bit and talk. And pretty soon, we developed a great friendship, and we've had wonderful times together. And I have known great things to come from her and wonderful creativity. And my name for her now is High Stepper, for a lot of reasons, because she's a high stepper. She gets out there and dances and performs, and this wonderful spirit comes from her, and it's just infectious and contagious. But I really think in the very beginning, her mom nailed it best. Because her name that her mom gave her is Zoe. And Zoe means life. And I love that because she's just full of life. I think that's a great name for her, Zoe. I think that's a God-inspired name for her. And I think you have God-inspired names too. Wonderful names about the wonderful creations of God that you are. I want to celebrate a few of those. I made up a little song, and see if you can sing this about yourself. This is one of those songs where I sing some words and you sing them right after. Easy to pick up. Should we invite everybody to sing with us? Should we do that? My name is Grace. My name is Grace. My name is Joy. My name is Joy. My name is Faith. Come on, Brianna. My name is Hope. My name is Light. From above. My name is Peace. My name is Love. Did you ever think about yourself that way? Your name is Grace and Peace and Joy. These are ways God has made you. These are things the Spirit of God has just instilled in you. And these are not just songs that we can sing about ourselves. These are wonderful things to acknowledge and understand about ourselves. We are peace and hope and joy in God's world. But they're also songs that we can sing to others to help remind them who they are. So I thought we might sing them to our confirmands today. Do you think we should do that? Maybe give them a little bit of a blessing on this special day in their lives. We could sing, "Your name is Grace. Your name is grace. Your name is joy. Your name is faith. Your name is hope. Your name is light. From above, your name is peace. Your name is love. That's a wonderful way to bless them, to remind them that of the gifts that God has placed in them as they continue on their journey from this day, that they are grace and love and hope and peace in God's world too. And together, if we understand that about ourselves and we're able to give that blessing to other people, we might just bring those things about for everybody in God's world. Do you think that's possible? Think we could do it? I think we can try. You willing? Awesome. We'll do it together. Thank you for coming up and being a part of worship today. Thank you for blessing these special folks this day. You can go back and sit with your folks. We're going to continue to talk about naming, though, so stay tuned. Lots of naming stuff in the Bible. When you begin to look, you find out that this naming business is everywhere. The power of names. Names that others give to us. Names that we give to ourselves or give to others. Names that God gives to us at different points along the way. We're talking in our gathering between the services, and one old adage came up. You've heard this. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words or names will never hurt me. Which is not true, is it? Because even the observation was made. Bones heal. But a lot of times, names that we are called, or even names that we call others, wound really deeply. We wield an incredible power with names and with words, don't we? And as I said, the Bible is full of it. There's a wonderful place that always touches my heart in Isaiah's prophecy. Isaiah is this grand prophet whose work spans time. He begins first Isaiah, the first section of Isaiah, the first 39 chapters, are all about warning. All about caution, all about, hey, look around, see what is going on, see where this is going to lead, unchecked, unchanged, beware. First Isaiah is very much about warning. And Second Isaiah comes along in the aftermath of warning not heeded. Second Isaiah comes along and seeks to minister to a people who are now in exile, a people who are separated from the place God chose for God's name in the world, the place where God seeks to dwell among God's people and all creation. Exiled, taken away, forced away into this separation and sense of rejection and despair. And Isaiah speaks into the midst of that despair. And then there is third, or Treato Isaiah, the last section of Isaiah, which is all about hopefulness. This marvelous message of hope that comes from Isaiah. He begins to talk to this people in bondage, and he lifts their eyes a little bit to the horizon. He starts to give them a sense that this is not the end, that God hasn't declared that this is the end of our journey, but actually a new beginning. He says, nations will see your vindication. All the kings will see your glory, and you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give you. You, referencing the people, y'all, he should have said, y'all shall no more be named forsaken. Your land shall no more be termed desolate. But you shall be called, my delight is in her, and your land married. He picks up on this marvelous imagery of the nature of the relationship between God and humanity as almost one between bride and groom. He uses this matrimonial language, not only about the people, but also about their land. He talks about the permanent unity of relationship that God seeks, even with a people exiled and completely displaced. He talks about this as matrimony. And Jesus will pick up on this. We see lots and lots of Jesus references to Jesus as the bridegroom and the church as the bride of Christ. He talks in matrimonial language about the nature of this relationship, this beautiful entwining of souls and identities that is the love that God last hopes for in all the world. For as a young man marries a young woman, so shall your rebuilder marry you, Isaiah says. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. No longer shall you be called Azab, which is the name that the Bible gives to the people in exile, forsaken. No longer shall your land be called Sima, which means desolate and barren. Rather, your name shall be called Hephzibah, which means delight. And your land, Beulah, which means married to your Redeemer. We've got some old hymns, some old-timey hymns in the tradition that sing about Beulah land, sweet Beulah land. This idea of coming into a place of centeredness and connection with God once again after having been dislocated and displaced from that sense of unity. In the idea of naming, God recreates the reality for a people for whom this is yet to come to pass. But the prophet holds out this beautiful image that God lays on his heart and out before this people who are so hungry for a redemption that can come and save them from the very things that have separated them from God. Dying and rising. This is a motif, a cycle that we've chased in throughout the Hebrew Testament, into the Christian witness as well, right through the Easter celebration and the Eastertide. This story is one of a continual dying and rising to new life. It is the giving way and the dismantling and the breaking down of Thanatos, and then the reconfiguring and the new life-giving and the rebirthing and the blessing that comes with Eros, this wonderful cycle. And this cycle can be traced as well in naming and renaming throughout Scripture. We are marveling at how much of this information and reference and affirmation and revelation about the power of names is throughout both testaments of Scripture. In the years following Jesus' resurrection, this new sect emerges in Judaism. And we have to understand the Christian movement in this way. We have to understand the Jesus movement in this way. It emerges from traditional Judaism at a time when other sects are emerging as well and have been for a couple of centuries. The tradition is changing. It's beginning to manifest itself in new ways. And in one of these ways is the Jesus movement. And a people becomes identified as followers of this one, people who seek to emulate his way of being in the world. And they refer to themselves as Jesus has referred to God's calling on his life. They call themselves the people of the way. Jesus tells them, I am the way and the truth and the life that leads to the very heart of God. Do as I do. Love as I love. Serve as I serve. Go and do likewise. Emulate this one who reveals the very nature, the onoma of God to us. People of the way. And it's just this same people that Saul of Tarsus strikes out against. In Acts it says, Saul, breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any who belonged to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. This is Saul's mission. Saul of Tarsus, named after Shaul, the first king of the Israelites, Saul, namesake of the first king God anoints among the people of God. And he's on a mission from God. He's zealous for this. He is so threatened by a new revelation that has come among the people that he has got to stamp it out. He is so fearful that things that have come into the tradition are going to dismantle, unravel the faith of his own life and his father's, that he has got to go on the road and take this movement down. And he seeks this deputation from Jerusalem in order to go and do that. And of course, we know that he has an incredible experience along the way, on the road, on this very mission. And he is struck by the power and presence of the resurrected Christ. He's literally blinded by that. He lives in darkness for a period of days until he's ministered to by the very people he came to destroy. And at their hands, he is blessed and transformed. And over time, he will come to call himself by a different name. His calling emerges to take this message not only among the tribes, the people of God, but also out to the rest of the world, the vast majority of the world. The Gentiles, all the non-Jews of the world. He wants to spread this way every way he can. And this transformation is marked by him adopting a new name. He begins to call himself Paul, derived from Paulus, which is a Greek name, a Gentile name. He begins to create and inhabit an identity for himself that transcends his former Jewishness, even. So that he can engage and relate with people in a wider world than in his own enclave. He calls himself Paul. Sounds like Shaul. It actually means humble, which is something I would never associate with Paul. But at the same time, this is one who thought he had it all figured out. Until he had this powerful experience of God in Christ and was humbled to then take this message forward to the wider world. Paul, one of the greatest evangelists we have known. This transformation from Saul, he'll even talk about it himself when he recounts his story like it was today. Paul will still talk about Jesus calling him out to say, "Saul, Saul." He still remembers the name of his old identity, his old self, and he tells it as a part of his story of transformation. Brilliant. He's got a journeying partner. He's got a traveling pal that he just loves, even though they're at odds with one another quite often. I can understand people being at odds with Paul quite often. But he's got a partner named Joseph. And Joseph is his traveling companion, but Joseph comes to be called by the disciples by a different name, Barnabas, which means the encourager. You've got these in your life. If you don't, find one. If you can't, be one. Encouragers are gold. Encouragers tell us the sun is still up, even though it's raining. Encouragers are the ones who lift our eyes to the horizon. When we're staring at the ground, encouragers are indispensable in life. Be a Barnabas. Have Barnabai. Multiple ones if you can find them. And Barnabas is just that. The disciples name him this because of that quality that he has. He energizes where he goes. He funnels hope and encouragement. And they name him for that very reason. There was a Levite of Cyprus named Joseph to whom the apostles gave the name Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. And it's this Barnabas that goes looking for Saul. Still, when these names are kind of in flux, then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul. And when he found him, he brought him to Antioch, Syria. They're all hiding out because they're under persecution for what they believe, people of the way. So that for an entire year, they met with the church and taught a great many people. And it was in Antioch, in Syria, that the disciples for the first time were called Christians. This name is given to this sect, to this movement, to this grouping of people. And it's not a nice name. As it is originally used, it's an epithet. It's a put-down. It's a derogation. These Christians. It stems from this idea that Jesus was a Messiah. Christos is the Greek counterpart of Mashiach, or Messiah. Christos, Christians. And they're denigrated in this way. They're singled out and castigated as followers of this one who everyone thought was a phenom, but was destroyed. And Vespasian, the Roman Empire, will put the hardest spin on it of all. These Christians, he says, these cannibals who eat their God, describing the very sacrament that Jesus institutes among the people, where the bread of the harvest and the wine of the vintage become the body and blood of our Lord, given that we might have life and forgiveness in his name. From outside the tradition, Vespasian calls us cannibals, devouring our very God. Christians is not a nice name for a long time. But, interestingly enough, in a scant few hundred years, Christianity, for better or worse, will become the state-sanctioned religion of the Roman Empire. Go figure. Today in our gospel, we encounter Simon Bar-Jonah, Simon the son of Jonah. Jesus wants to engage the word on the street about him. What are people saying about me? The leader of this sect wants to know what the word on the street is about him. And the disciples answer honestly from what they hear and see as they go about their days. Some people think you're John the Baptist come back from the dead. There's a little bit of a spooky mystical tradition going on, right? Some people say you're Jeremiah or Elijah. Some people say you're one of the prophets or another prophet. And then Jesus asks this poignant question that kind of rises up from the text, kind of transcends time into our place, into our thinking. Who do you say that I am? He asks. And that is a question that becomes faith-forming for us all. And it's one that we continue to engage, confirmands, all of us, along our journey. Who will Christ be for us? Who will Jesus be in our life and in our world? And I think before he even thinks, I think Simon is one of the great unfiltered ones of the Bible. He just blurts it out. You are Messiah, Son of the living God. And Jesus says, that, Simon Bar-Jonah, his mom-given name, that confession is the basis on which we can build a church. You are Kepha. You are the rock. And with you, we can build a gathering of people that the gates of hell can't prevail against. And in that moment, Jesus gives him a new name. And a new identity, a new strength and way of being. He renames him, or truly names him, perhaps, for the first time. Peter the Rock. So one of my favorite stories of all times is Jacob wrestling all night. A guy who is beset, trying to figure out what's going on, trying to make his way in a dangerous world, trying to do for himself and for others as best he can. And still struggling with this identity of this God that is supposed to be at the center of his life. And he wrestles all night with this. He struggles mightily. He struggles to the point of wounding. But he will not relent. He will not let go. He holds on and stays in that struggle until he is blessed by it. Until a vision and an understanding comes for him. And in that moment, he himself is renamed. You remember Jacob? You remember where his mom name comes from? He's the second born of twins. Remember his brother's name? This is quiz part of the sermon. 5 points for Jacob's brother's name. Esau. Very good. Jacob is born second, but just by a hair's breadth, because as you'll recall, he has a hold of his brother's foot as Esau is born. This is one who is striving from inside the womb. And he is called Jacob, heel grabber or follower, in the nature of the way that he is born. And the rest of his life has been like this. He's been in this struggle forever as the second kid, as something less, as something, I don't know, diminished in some way. And he wrestles with this mightily to the point that he receives this sacred wound that will mark him for the rest of his life. But in that moment, he is blessed. And in that blessing, he is renamed because God looks on this one and says, I name you Israel because you are one who has contended with God and man and prevailed. You win. And Jacob names the spot where this happens. He says, I will call this place Peniel because I have seen God and survived. And he walks away, wounded from the experience, wounded but wiser. And of course, the question for us becomes, what is God doing in naming us these days? What are names that God are giving us in God's calling on our lives and the way that God is calling forth the gifts of the Spirit with which God has blessed us to be at work in the midst of God's world for the sake of the gospel? What names are we receiving from God? Will we be grace? Will we be faith and hope and peace? Or will it be something else? Amen.
Come, thou font of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, calls for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. The mount I'm fixed upon it, mount I thy redeeming love. Oh, to grace how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let a goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it. seal it for thy courts above.
Please stand as you are able. As a community of faith, we come together in prayer for each other and for the world. Let us pray. God of all, young and old, rich and poor, gay and straight, all the same, we praise you for the love you have for all people and all creation. The earth and the heavens proclaim your majesty. All things are under your feet. We know everything you made and are making is good. All good things come from you because you are love. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of all, we pray today for all elected officials, whether in Washington, D.C. or in our state houses. We pray that you will guide them in the way of justice and love as they strive to govern this nation. Help them in their debates to err on the side of caring, especially for women's and children's well-being. We pray that you will guide us and give us the words needed to help our leaders make the choices that lead to the way of justice and love. We also pray for all those who are suffering because of the injustices of this world. May we be a light in the darkness that leads to the betterment of those in need. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of all, be with all those who are sick today and in need of your healing touch. Today we pray for Laura Bloschke, Joanne Mock, Cheryl Henry, Steve Kikta, Ross Davis, Verla Cook, David Fetter, Gloria Hayden, Sam Collins, Rosa Hatfield, Danny Santos, Clyde Sutton, Brad Castleberry, Ruben, Francine, Uncle David, Kelly's mom Sherry, Diane Schoaf, Al Pruitt, Shirley Shod, Jim Shod, Kelly and Holly Buck. We pray blessings upon Laura Beck and her father, Reverend Dr. Norman Beck, and their family at the passing of Esther Beck, mother of Laura, wife of Dr. Beck. We pray blessings upon the Olson family at the death of Kyle Olson's cousin, Josh Krewalt. We pray for all who suffer as a result of violence and oppression, and for all victims of disasters and human failings. We pray blessings upon the Wetzel and Kirby families at the birth of Wyatt Kirby. And we pray blessings on our graduates that their lives will be a life led by you. Hear us, O God. God of all, inspire the work of our partner Austin City Lutheran congregations and surrounding faith communities. Today we remember the people and mission of Abiding Love Lutheran Church. Bless the ministry of David and Alicia Brandos in Mexico City and all the people who serve with the ELCA Global Missions. And empower all the people in the community of Abiding Love. Today we lift up Karen Tremino, Donna Trepto, Tom and Judy Tuff, Barbara Teat, and Carolyn Thornton. Hear us, O God. God of all, open our hearts, eyes, and ears to hear when you are calling us. May we live up to the names you have given us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated as we continue with our offerings.
My Lord, he said unto me, do you like
make my garden so green. You may live in this garden if you'll feed my sheep, and I'll return in the cool of the day. Always the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. This earth is a garden, the garden of my Lord, and he walks in the cool of the day. Said unto me, do you like my garden so green? You may live in this garden if you keep my people free, and I'll return in the cool of the day. The cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. This earth is a garden, garden of my Lord, and he walks in the cool of the day.
Let's stand and pray together. God of grace, receive these simple gifts, the signs of our whole lives offered up to you, in gratitude for the gift of new life you have given us in Christ. Bless and multiply this harvest. May it serve your kingdom's purpose of bringing justice and peace, healing and nourishment to a hungry and searching world. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and just for us everywhere and every time and every place to example the life that God has shown us in Christ, the justice and mercy, the grace and the peace. And to gather at a table of God's provision is a way of feeding us and preparing us for all that lies ahead. As Jesus gathers with all who will follow, he takes bread. He blesses it and gives thanks. He breaks it and he shares it out with us, saying, "Take and eat. This bread is my body, broken and given for you. As often as you eat of it, do so, remembering me." And in the same way, he takes a cup, blessing it and giving thanks, he shares it out with us, saying, "Take and drink. This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you, for all people, for all creation, for the forgiveness of sin. Drink of it often, remembering me." And so we remember, and we pray this day the Our Father in words as interpreted by our confirmands of 2019. Pray with me. Yahweh, residing in heaven, the whole of your name be blessed. May the beauty of your kingdom surround the earth from within and without. Your work in heaven guide us, providing our earthly needs and spiritual growth. Forgive us so that we may forgive others. Guide us away from evil, leading us to take the right steps. Your power and glory in heaven and earth be forever and ever. Amen. All who wish to meet Christ in this meal are welcome at this table, all. God's gifts are free and for everyone. I invite you to be seated. I invite our musicians and communion servers forward. The ushers will guide you. Day. Your confirmands will join you as you come up.
The song, lift your voice as heaven and earth give praise. Fall to your knees at the feet of the Son of the One True God. Turn from old ways, lift your eyes, for the kingdom of God is here. Open your heart, offer all, Jesus Christ is here. We have found our peace, we have found our rest in the One who loves. He will light the way, He will lead us home as we offer all to the One who saves us. On your name, that is hope, Jesus, the Son of God. Lord, over all, He is good, and His mercy endures. Found our rest in the One who loves. He will light the way, He will lead us home as we offer all to the One who saves us. Love endures forever, His love endures forever, His love endures forever and ever. Oh, His love endures forever, His love endures forever, His love endures forever and ever. We have found our hope, we have found our peace, we have found our rest in the One who loves. He will light our way, He will lead us home as we offer
We have found our hope.
We have found our hope. We have found our peace. We have found our rest in the one who loves. He will light the way. He will lead us home as we offer all to the one who saves us.
Let's stand and pray together. God of life, of all creation, you bless us in this sacred meal. Your provision for all that is needed and lacking in the world. Your redeeming of everything that is broken and wayward in our lives. You have strengthened and encouraged us for all that lies ahead. And you've given us a vision of your kingdom come, where all are welcome, all are fed, and none go wanting. Pray with me. We give you thanks in the name of the one who rises to make all things new. Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. We have just a few brief announcements. Thanks to everyone who turned out for the garage sale and brought things yesterday and bought things yesterday. Had a marvelous time for our youth and raised how much for our mission trip this summer?
$1,600.
Beautiful. Excellent. Way to go. Thanks to everybody who participated, and know that the proceeds of this go to the mission and ministry to Agua Viva in El Ceniso at the border this summer. The golf tournament is a go for June 3rd. Monday, June the 3rd, will be the Children's Center Golf Tournament, and it will be at Onion Creek. They have done refurbishment following the damage to the golf course in the storms. We give thanks and blessings to our confirmands and our graduates this day and all the folks who are making the next step in their educational journey, a next step along the faith path. And know that tickets are available for the Danny Santos benefit that will be they'll be available in the narthex for purchase immediately following the worship service. Sing with me. My name is Grace.
My name is Grace.
My name is Joy.
My name is Joy.
My name is Faith.
My name is Faith.
My name is Hope.
My name is Hope.
My name is Light.
My name is Light.
From above.
From above.
My name is Peace.
My name is Peace.
My name is Love.
My name is Love.
May God bless you and keep you. May God make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May God look on you with favor and grant you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near. I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go,
every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go of me now.
We go forth together,
sharing God's love.
The peace of the Lord be with you all.
Also with you.
Please share that peace with each other and all who you meet this week.
I can see a light that has come.